Welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets with your hosts, Adam and Val. Val, what have we have on this week's episode?
I thought you were saying
that. Was just what I do, it's sensible.
Was that it?
Yeah.
You just had a...
No, something new to start the episode after the introduction.
Oh, okay. Oh, so this week's episode is all about TV sitcoms. TV sitcoms for your pleasure. Play the music.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to...
Well, welcome back to this week's episode. I've just thought of something. I watched something on Netflix the other day and I thought I've got to tell you about it. It's a bit of a mind blower.
All right.
It was called, the programme I think was called Odyssey. It's a six part, but I only watched one because it exploded my brain inside.
Is it
my
a
head.
Sitcom?
No.
Well, why are you bringing it up now?
Because I just thought of it.
Save it for the Star Trek.
No, because I won't remember. Right, so anyway, it's called Odyssey.
And I'm bored.
No, listen. Right, they pretend, right, it's a six part, but they're scientists and all this, and they said what we'll do. Is say we're on our planet, we'll go straight up, yeah, and keep going. And they're kind of showing you what all scientists come together and they think what
would happen.
What would...
Is this a drama or a documentary?
Documentary sort. It's like a...
Docudrama.
Sort of something like that. It's more like one... It's like a David Attenborough thing.
Right.
It's one bloke talking, but it's scientists come together. None of it's pure fact.
And they do like construction, reconstructions.
Yeah, and all of like computer graphics and that. I only watched one because my brain exploded in my head. So it comes out, and then it comes to our solar system.
Yeah.
So you've got our solar system with the sun in the middle, and all of us little planets going
I know
back.
What the solar system.
It comes out, and then it goes to the Milky Way with the whole our galaxy that we know of.
Yeah,
the galaxy. It comes out of that.
What is it then?
It goes further back, and there's loads of little galaxies.
Right.
Loads of galaxy. We mean loads of them. Loads of like fills the screen. Loads of them. They come out of that. All these galaxies are in like a bigger galaxy.
Oh,
they
no.
come back from this
no,
big,
they're not still
bigger,
going up.
They're going back from this bigger galaxy, this big ball.
It's like them Russian dolls in a doll, in a doll, in a doll.
Yeah, exactly. And they come out this bigger ball that's got all of the galaxies in, and there's loads of bigger balls.
Oh, no. Because I read a thing on, you know, when I do my facts on Twitter and everything, which will be coming up very soon after we have talked about some comedy. One of them that I read, because you remember I said the one about there's more planets in the solar system than there are grains of sand. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that.
Which is very... I'm dubious
about
that.
Yeah, it was candy the sand.
However, what you've just said would make sense. And also, there was another one I read, something like that, for Earth, in all of the space...
I just noticed you got your ass...
Yeah, I don't know. I've put me out on backwards.
Yeah, anyway.
I should have done that when I was sucking an egg last week.
You look like Millie Vanilla Ice.
Ice, baby. For every planet... In all of space, like what you were just saying, there's something like... 100,000 planets exactly the same as ours.
Yeah. So there's no way we've got their own.
Of course, but you're never going to get to it.
I don't think you're going to get to it. Unless they get to us first. Unless they get to us first.
Yeah, but how are they going to get to us?
I don't know, but it's scary. The thought of being a tiny speck.
Because I read a thing once as well about saying that if you think about it, we are. When you look up into the sky, you're not looking up into the sky, you're looking into a massive abyss and void.
Yeah.
Because it is, isn't it? It's up the sky, space.
Because everything up to us, it seems up.
Yeah, but it isn't up, is it?
No, it's, and up.
It's just around.
It's
around. Pollution, all around. Sometimes up, sometimes
down.
Down, but always around. Pollution, are you coming to my town or am I coming to yours?
Is that McMahon?
Ha! We're on different buses, pollution, but we're both using petrol bombs. Yeah, it's perfectly linked in. Sitcoms, Young Ones was my top one on my list.
All right, then, so let's go into this week's episode.
So for our American listeners, this may be... I don't want to put them off.
Is this I've got this on tape?
Yeah, I've got...
What is this episode?
What is this? Is this just sitcom? Yeah, I've got that on tape. Sitcoms. So we've gone out of a film genre.
No, I've got that on the small screen or something. We're going to
call I've got that on
the
small
screen.
We forgot
the name, but it will be in the link now. It will be in the title now.
Because we're going to do... We do music genres now.
Because this is like...
Last week was a music genre.
We're talking about it, not knowing the title, but the title's already on it.
Of course it is.
Because we know it now, because we've discussed this 2 days ago.
In a different time zone.
Yeah, 2 days ago, we're discussing, what's that title going to be? I've got that on small screen. I've got that on a little tape.
Yes. So we do genre.
I've got that on Skype.
Last week we done music, a new music genre. I've got that on cassette. We do a film genre, which is I've got that on tape. This will be I've got that on a small screen, where we'll talk about TV genres.
Yeah.
And we're starting off with sitcoms. Yes, American listeners, it probably will be a lot of British ones because I've only got one or two American ones in my list.
Friends,
yeah.
Ah, shit.
But no, it's not though, is it? It's look at the success. That start there. All right, I know I was doing a Young One. I was at Poem.
I've never watched it.
It wasn't Poem of the Week.
The Sex in the City can.
Is it a sitcom?
I've never seen that either.
It's a... I don't know.
How about Men?
Men?
Men. Three and a Half Men.
3.5 metres. Yeah, that'd be a sitcom.
I've watched a few of them. They're quite funny.
What, has that got Ashton Kutcher in it, or Charlie Sheen?
I've seen with both. And I've got to admit, Charlie Sheen's better.
Is he?
Yeah, easily.
I know that Tony, my grown-up son, he watches Big Bang Theory, which we'd probably like.
That's all
about sci-fi. They're Star Wars mad and things like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's all Star Wars-y and they're sci-fi geeks, basically.
Does Family Guy can?
Does it? Yeah. Listeners, email us, tworandomsheets@gmail.com. Is Family Guy
sitcom? We write the balls, not them.
I think it is. Why wouldn't it be?
You don't watch
When we was discussing
Men.
This theme, your first question was, what is a sitcom?
Yeah.
What qualifies as a sitcom? And I think it's the same character's ongoing story. Family Guy doesn't have ongoing story.
So does EastEnders?
No, because that's a soap opera.
Hey, it's not a comedy, is it?
It's not a comedy.
Family Guy can't.
We will do soap operas another week.
Family Guy can't. There's loads of ongoing themes.
Yeah, there is actually, isn't there? Yeah, there is. So, yeah, I would say Family Guy can't. Simpsons can't.
Mr. Pickles can't.
Well, I love Mr. Pickles.
Men.
Mr. Pickles. So I've got Young Ones. It is my favourite sitcom of all time.
Yep.
If I had to pick one, I did do a little list.
Get your list out. I would still say no, because I'm of the minority that
you prefer bottom over Young Ones.
Yeah.
But
I'm younger than you.
You've just took the word. Yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth. It must have been while you were kissing me.
What did I listen to last week's episode? When we don't talk about nothing.
I love you.
Oh, calm down a bit.
Right,
Jesus.
That is a very good point. I've got Bottom on the list. I'm not as big a Bottom fan as I am.
I love Bottom.
But that might be an age. There's only what's our age? About 8 years.
No.
8 years. What are you? 37. It says 8 years between us. So you have to remember. So when you was two, I've said this before, I was allowed to stay up and watch the Young Ones. I was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
I was allowed to stay up and watch it on BBC Two.
I wasn't sat up watching it, was I?
You didn't know what it was. Yet when you got to the age of appreciating comedy and how good Rick Mayall was and Aidan Edmondson, Bottom was coming out.
So it
would make sense that slightly younger, not quite, because we're same sort of generation.
Yeah, same generation.
But the age, when it's things like that, it shows the differences. Blackadder, Fawlty Towers.
Yeah. Fawlty Towers I'd take, but I've not really watched.
Again, age thing.
Yeah, okay.
But that Black was Adder, even when I was a kid.
Never seen Blackadder.
The first series of Blackadder has a massive, massive debate.
But I do like Mr. Bean.
Yeah, it's the same person.
Bean.
Mr. Bean ain't too fat. Bean. When he gets that turkey on his head on the Christmas one, it's one of the greatest comedy moments on telly ever.
Bean.
It's just hilarious.
What did your music go like?
Bean ever. Yeah, it was like. No.
Bean
ever. That. Fawlty Towers, I was a kid when that was on, so I must have watched it on a rerun. That was the precursor to only doing 12 episodes.
But I've seen so many clips of it.
Young Ones.
Have they done 12 episodes?
Fawlty Towers is the reason why, it's the reason why the Young Ones done 12 episodes. It's the reason why The Office was only 12 episodes.
Hold on a minute, slow this down. The Young Ones, there's only 12 episodes.
12 episodes.
That's it?
Yeah.
12?
I could name them all if you want me to. In order.
One series or two?
Two series. Two series of six. Fawlty Towers was exactly
with
the
a Christmas
same.
Special?
No. No Christmas specials. Christmas ain't even mentioned in
that one. They did this song with...
Cliff Richard in the first ever Comic Relief. They'd done a little skit on stage, yeah? Done a little skit on stage where it was like a little bit of a reunion. First ever Comic Relief at the Hackney Empire.
Oh.
But only ever done...
Is that why The Office is only two series?
You asked Ricky Gervais. All of you... Well, I've got down The Office, Extras, Derek. All three of them. I can count. All three of them... Two lots of six.
Is that
but they all had Christmas specials.
Is that yeah, but because that's nowadays, you've got to add that Christmas.
Exactly, yeah, because it makes sales of DVD.
Right. Is that a British thing?
I don't know. It must be, because when you look at Friends, when you look at a lot of American comedies, they're like 22, 24 episodes a season.
Yeah, it's too much.
But the other thing you have to remember is as well, they're only about 22, 23 minutes long.
Of course, because it's adverts.
But whereas all these comedies that I've said, Young Ones, Blackadder, Fawlty Towers, not so much The Office. Yeah, The Office was on BBC Two. They're half an hour because they're on for 29 minutes. Because it's on the BBC, there's no ads.
Bottom weren't 12 episodes, was it?
No, Bottom's done about 5-6 series. Plus four live ones.
Yeah, Bottom ain't stuck to their balls.
No, Bottom didn't.
Okay.
No. I think the Young Ones... Yeah, because Bottom wasn't written by Ben Elton. Ben Elton wrote the Young Ones. And I think that the Fawlty Towers thing definitely had a factor.
And it did with Ricky as well.
And it did with Ricky Gervais, definitely.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes, go on, ask me whatever you want. I'm not an expert in this field.
Is car share on that level as well? Or
I haven't written down car share. Carshare, American listeners, is the latest thing from Peter Kay.
They get iPlayer. Watch it on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah, well, no, they get a thing called BBC England as well, I think. BBC UK.
No, iPlayer's a worldwide app.
Yeah, I know, but when I was at my cousin's in New York, in New Jersey, hi Steve, we was watching, because I was looking at all their telly setup and everything,
yeah.
And they have, there's like a BBC England or BBC UK
on
or
their
something
normal
like that.
Channels?
On their channel, when you're flicking through the channels, there's a BBC and it'll show like EastEnders and it'll show whatever, but in their time...
How up to date?
Oh, it's bang up to date.
Is it?
So I don't think it's like... If there's a drama series on, say like Line of Duty, which we were talking about the other day, I don't think that'd be on over there yet.
But that's still on
Netflix.
It'll
only be
now.
Like a month behind.
That's still on Netflix now, though, you said, didn't it? The first two series. So people could watch it. So, what, can I ask you a little...
This is now becoming more of an in-depth television commercial.
Because we Americans love us. So, if I emigrated to America...
Yes.
I could still carry on watching BBC as I wanted to.
Yeah, because one, what you just said, the iPlayer, and I'm sure they've got a BBC... As I say, BBC UK. It might even be called BBC USA.
So, oh, hold on. Is that the same as us, now, as getting something like Fox?
Yeah, I would imagine so. We don't get Discovery.
We don't get ABC in that, though, do we?
No, but we get Discovery Channel.
Yeah, History.
Yeah, but we don't get... What's on our Discovery isn't what's on in America.
That's some of it.
It's the same programmes.
But not at the same time.
Because I follow Naked and Afraid on Twitter,
yeah,
they've got a countdown to the third series of Naked and Afraid XL. The time this episode goes out, it's probably finished. But it's not going to be on our screens for another 6 months.
Yeah, that's true.
But things like Alaskan Bush people and things like, I don't know how up to date all of them are.
Because then we watched the MasterChef the other day, and I said to you, I'm going to look on Twitter. I'm going to troll this bloke on Twitter. I was never going to, but I was winding you up.
Yeah, MasterChef USA.
You said now this is 6 years old.
Yeah, because we were only MasterChef USA. I'm on season six at the minute. I think they've had seven seasons, something like that.
Okay, it's behind. Okay, move on to your list.
So Peter Kay. We was talking about Peter Kay. Watch Peter Kay's Car Share on your BBC iPlayer app or wherever you get
the
BBC.
The second series is four episodes. Is it a Christmas special?
The first series was six episodes. The second series has been four episodes.
It's an monstrosity. It's outrageous.
It's basically a man and a woman sharing a car driving to work. I'm not saying any more than that. You think it wouldn't work, but it's fantastic.
It's one of the best things on television.
Phoenix Nights is only two series.
I've never watched it.
That's Peter Kay as well. I've got that written down.
Yeah, I know it's Peter Kay, but I've never watched it.
There's an obvious one. What is the most famous sitcom in this country?
Me Man Badly.
No. That's on my list. The biggest, most famous sitcom in this country has been watched by more people than it when it had Christmas ones on, whether it was a series.
Simpsons.
No. It's British.
Family Guy.
No.
American Dad. I don't know. I know when you tell me, but I don't know.
God bless Hookie Street.
Oh, Only Fools.
Only Fools is probably the biggest sitcom we have in this country. It's not in my top five.
I can sit and watch an episode now.
Right, you're stealing the words out of my mouth.
Hey.
You took the words right out. That is the thing with it, and I would say the same is for everything I've got on the list.
I tell you what, channel is on every single day. Gold.
Watch Gold, whatever. It's on one of them. And it is, Fools and Horses, whether it's the old ones we've got.
Don't tell me there's 12 of them.
No, I don't know. There's loads of them.
Yes.
There's loads of them. It is fact. When you sit and watch it, you find bits you haven't laughed at before. You find bits that... And it is... It's brilliant writing. It's brilliant acting. It's just brilliant.
It's funny.
But it's not in my top five.
No, I wouldn't put it in top five. But if it's on telly now, if you walk home
you're
tonight...
You're going to watch it.
You flick, you stop. I'll watch this for 10 minutes. You'll watch it all.
If you've got nothing to watch, you're going to sit and watch that episode of Fools and Horses just started.
Of course
you've seen 20 times.
It is brilliant.
And people say, and I've heard this in, not debates on radio, but people in interviews and stuff like that, not interviews as good as ours, not podcasts as good as ours, or radio shows as good as ours, but people saying that these channels that you mentioned, Watch and Gold, that show these brilliant programmes overnight, because they show Porridge as well, they show loads of them. They say that it loses the novelty and it loses the humour. No, it don't.
No, it don't.
No, it doesn't.
No way.
Right, if you're a fan of Porridge and you get home tonight and you're flicking through the channels, oh, look, Porridge is on. You're watching it because you're a fan. You don't care if you watched it last week, the same episode.
Yeah, of course you are.
You're going to watch it because you're a fan. And if you're not a fan, you might not have seen that episode, so it introduces new fans.
Well, to younger generation, this is like going home, this is like putting your TV on when you get home, a new episode of Simpsons or Family Guy or something's on, and you're thinking, oh, I did see this one the other day, you end up watching it still.
Of course you do. Right, that is a brilliant, brilliant analogy of how it works.
Of course it is.
All these old channels, all these repeat channels, and iPlayers as well, and downloading stuff, and whatever, however you do it. But...
It's gone quiet.
I completely forgot what I was going to say.
God bless you.
There's comedies, like you say, you're going to laugh. And I don't mean you're sitting there smiling. I'm talking about you are laughing.
You're in bits.
Yeah, you're laughing your head
off. You are in bits.
But some comedies don't do that as much to you as others do. And also, when you watch
them with someone... But some you watch with a constant smile, but you're never in bits.
But when you watch them with someone, you'd be wetting your pants.
Yeah, there is that aspect.
When you watch them with other people, someone else starts laughing, you laugh.
There's that aspect of comedy.
I'll tell you what I don't get. Go on. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Not because of obvious reasons or whatever. Mrs. Brown's Boy.
No, I agree with you there. Never watched it.
I don't get it. I've seen like a minute of it.
Yeah, I've seen
it. He's got his own chat show now, the boy.
I saw a Christmas special about three, I don't know how long ago it was, and he was on like a tree and a tree collapse. I'm thinking, this is what I'm bringing up, and this is more with olden day stuff now. I don't like the fake laughter.
Right. I have a fact about fake laughter.
Is it on your list?
No.
It's like this was planned.
We're just coming out of amazing facts. Everything we're saying leads into another fact. Hang on, I need some coffee. Some coffee. I grabbed my coffee.
You got a coffee? You got some coffee? Dow Egbert, isn't it? No, it was, what was it?
Carte Noir.
We found that jar. That jar will be empty next week. Someone to go, egg my coffee.
People shouldn't leave stuff in the tea cupboard in the studio, basically. Because it's going to get drunk and eat them. Ginger nuts. So, apparently, and I think this is more American, there's a lot of canned laughter that's recorded.
Yeah.
There's like soundtrack that's recorded.
You can tell why, because the laughter go, hee hee hee, but they're always with one black going, yeah!
All of that canned laughter was recorded in the 50s.
Canned laughter?
Yeah, canned laughter. It was all recorded in the 50s and 60s. So most of them people you're hearing laughing, OTD.
Ah, yeah.
A bit weird when you think of it like that.
Yeah, that is
a bit. You're telling a joke, people are laughing, you think, oh, he's funny, this bloke.
Yeah, but it's like they want you to laugh now. Sometimes I'm sitting there watching it thinking, yeah. And there's people in the audience going,
it's like this one. Hang on, got to find
the one.
See?
I'll tell you what, it's canned laughter.
That's canned laughter.
Listen to one bloke always. There's a one bloke going,
that's an app on my phone from the Blue Ball Awards. Has anyone listened to that? Listeners, have you listened to the Blue Ball Awards?
No, it's that dot.
Give it a listen.
Four views.
Yeah, this is called Laughter.
One bloke listen for. There's always one bloke. I would like to be an extra for canned laughter.
What do you mean an extra for canned laughter?
Well, because they're all extras, aren't they? We're going to film this for canned laughter because I want to be the bloke that goes, woohoo!
Oh, what, if you're in a live... Have you never been and seen a show, mate? Or been in the audience of a TV show?
No, yeah.
What?
It was Challenge UK Endurance. It was... The channel still on, Challenge UK.
Challenge UK channel's on, yeah.
And it was called Endurance UK.
Oh, yeah, was it a comedy, though?
Well, kind of. Paul Ross presented it. My uncle was in it. They didn't tell us to laugh.
I went to see Celebrity Juice, first ever one ever. And you can look
what, at... What, one of one?
One of one, Celebrity Juice with Keith Lemon. And you can YouTube it, first ever episode. And in Celebrity Juice, he stands at the top of the stairs. He starts at the top of the stairs in the audience.
Yeah.
Look to his... If you're looking at the screen...
You've never told me this.
It's me sitting next to where he's standing. Yay! Put it on YouTube,
Why didn't you tell me this?
I've told you it before.
Oh, and listen.
Ah.
Why did that come about now?
Because I'd always liked Keith Lemon back in the day. I mean, that's on about 12 series now, that Celebrity Juice, and it's at a different studio now.
Oh, right.
And we was going through a phase, I think it was before Max was born, we was going through a phase of, we'd been to see a couple of TV show, Al Murray doing it, he had a bit of a chat show, we went and saw that. And I think Bev got me tickets for my birthday or something she said there's a new show with Keith Lemon on, and it's got Ollie Willoughby on and Fern Cotton. They're the same captains.
Oh,
I'm like, she's like, we've got tickets. We're going to see it being made. It's at Hammersmith somewhere, at Riverside Studios in Hammersmith, the Riverside Studios, and we went, yeah, and we was in the audience, and he didn't even know he was going to keep that run down the stairs at the beginning.
Oh, so she's done it.
It was just something he was trying. So of course, before the cameras were rolling, he's there, mate. He was there, and I was just like that. Because when you watch it now, when he runs down the stairs, you get all the wankers going, trying to get on the camera,
they?
And they all go like that because they want him to touch him and all that. When we were there, no one knew what was happening, not even him. So he was just like, get ready, get ready, get ready. And then he started, he's like, and because he went to me, all right, mate, like that. It was like one of the greatest moments ever.
Is it better than Vic Reeves?
No, it's different. It's totally different to Vic Reeves. It's totally different.
So what else have you been to see? Al Murray.
Al Murray and Keith
Celebrity Lennon. Juice. You said you went through a phase, you had two.
Yeah, but Bev went to two Al Murrays. That's when we found out she was pregnant with Max as well.
Went Al Murray twice?
Oh, she went to Al Murray twice. Well, I went to Celebrity Juice as well.
You went to Al Murray twice?
No, she went to Al Murray twice.
You didn't go to Al Murray?
I went to Al Murray once. I didn't go the second time.
So she went on her own?
She went with her dad.
Hey.
With her dad, and I think Tony went.
Ah.
But we was on telly in that one.
In Al Murray one as well?
Yeah, it was
what,
on telly.
What, pub landlord thing, was it?
Yeah, he had like a chat show as the pub landlord. Philip Glenister was on it. It was all Phillips was on it. Phil Collins and New Kids on the Block performed. Yeah, so there was all these screaming girls in front of us when the camera got on us.
That must have been proper in the day.
But it's hot in them studios.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really
hot. I know when I went to that Challenge UK one, there was two, they said they're going to do two episodes.
Yeah.
With the same thing in.
Yeah.
So we was at the front because we wanted to watch my uncle. So we but it weren't a massive crowd. And then when the first one finished, they said everyone at the front going at the back, and the people at the front going at the back.
At
the front, sort of thing.
Yeah, the people at the back come to the front. Yeah.
We were sitting down. The second one, we were sitting down playing Tiddlywinks, basically.
Something just pops into my head.
Popper! It's a popper!
We watch telly shows.
All the time.
We watch a lot of telly. Why is it, you must have noticed this, and I think, again, it might be an American thing, but I've noticed it over here in a couple of shows. We don't watch the same shows. We don't watch a lot of the same shows. Mobile phones, they never ring. They just vibrate. Have you noticed that?
It must be a music copyright thing.
No, what? Ring, ring. Who owns the rights to that? Mr. Bell?
Yeah, but who has a ringtone? No, but you have a Oasis
or something. The music thing, I understand, but it's just all you hear is, and you see the person who's talking to someone, he's a detective or something, and you hear this, you just hear in the background this sort of, like that, someone's phone, and he pulls his phone out and he's like, oh, hang on, I've got to take this. And every single programme, every character, it just vibrates.
Yeah.
What's happened to ringing?
Well, it's a TV programme, isn't it?
But they never used to, it used to ring.
People have too many phones nowadays.
The vibrate ain't that strong. But I've been meaning to bring up since we started this Kim podcast.
I've not got the answer to it. I'm trying to think realistically, just for the filming side of it.
And there's got to be a programme where someone's phone actually rings and they answer.
There's got to be a couple if it goes.
But most of them now, it's sitting on the table or whatever it is. Even in the soap operas, it does it.
We was watching Broadchurch 6 months ago, but we was watching that. But they was always on their phones. I never heard a ring.
Exactly. That's my point. Because it goes. Oh, and the murderer is. I'm doing a game review this week.
It's your game corner. Have you got a poetry corner? Because I need to leave the room for time.
You're not leaving. You're not leaving. If I do a poem this week, and I do have one, listeners.
Was it a good one last week? So we'll listen to it.
Yeah, it's called Goldfish.
I've listened to it now, by the way.
It's called Goldfish. I've got to find my game review. Okay, right, here we go. This week's game review.
With Vince McVince.
This is Hearthstone Journey to Un'Goro.
The last two games I've never heard of.
This is on PC, iOS and Android.
Oh, it's an app!
Oh, is it?
Well, I don't know. It's a game. You can download it now, listeners.
This is my own words, my review on Hearthstone Journey to Un'Goro.
Wait there. What format did you play on? iOS, Android and PC.
I can't remember. I think I played it on... What's the name?
You probably played it on all three just to test
it. Yeah, I'm a games tester. I'm a gamer. I'm a tester. I have to play it on all formats. It was from Pedgy, and it's a 7 plus.
You're doing that Pedgy thing on purpose. You done that last week.
It was last week's one, Pedgy. Oh, yeah, it was.
Show me the Pedgy.
Pedgy up the top. Look, Pedgy. See?
Where? Zoom in.
Pedgy.
No, that's the company that rates the age thing.
Oh.
That's not the company that makes it.
Yeah, I know that. I was just saying, I was seeing if you pick up on it.
Oh, you...
I know that.
Did you?
Yeah, of course I did.
Aye.
Don't burst me bubble here. You know I'm a gaming expert. I'm trying to learn your field is, your expertise, your knowledge area, and I'm trying to learn and educate myself to your way of thinking.
Tell me about Hearthstone.
You walk out the room when I do a Kim poem, because they're the things I like, poetry and art, and you're not interested in at all. But all your gaming stuff, I get interested in. I write my own reviews.
Shall I leave the room for this one?
Every time I think I'm done with Hearthstone, a new expansion rolls around and I'm straight back in. This brings with it 135 new cards to create the best decks. It's a card game. It also signals a new year in the standard format for Hearthstone, which sees some of the older cards fall out of play. The biggest change is that each class has a unique quest card that requires you to complete a certain challenge during the game for a big reward.
Ooh.
In my experience, those who complete them tend to win that match. With each passing expansion, Hearthstone creates new ways for players to build their decks and play. It's hard to even think that someone hasn't started playing yet, but if you haven't, you should. It's getting... The camera's cut off how many stars it's got. I think it's 4.5 out of 5.
Call that eye for a card game.
Yeah, it's Jamie Knight. Val Piggott. There it's a picture of Hearthstone. That's what I thought. Not that sure card game, that. Yeah, 4.5
Is it a tapper?
It's a tapper on your phone.
I might have that.
A little like that. Adam likes a little tap game, and that's not a euphemism. He likes a little tap ski.
I've deleted two today, tap games.
Have you? You have been playing a tap game.
Yeah, I know. I've deleted it now today.
Why?
I played it for about 3 hours and then deleted it. Because I was sick of tapping.
Because your fingers probably got worn out. Stress syndrome.
But I can do that faster than you.
Yeah, you can. Hang on. Okay. Right hand. Look at my right hand. Look at that go. And I'm left-handed. Look at that bad boy. Why is it your opposite hand faster? Your left hand's faster than your right.
Huh. Gig.
Right, sitcoms.
Back to sitcoms.
To listen to our sitcoms. What have you got on your list?
Oh, get my list out.
Is it of sitcoms?
Yeah.
It better not be about... I don't want to say it boring. If you say it boring, I'm going home. I'm going home.
Top 10, top 3...
Sitcoms. Top 3 what? Is it about sitcoms?
Exhaust pipes that you can buy in 2000.
Oh, this ain't going to work, this feature. I'm sitting here sulking. Go.
I'll scrap this feature. Right, I've got top 3 sitcom facts.
No, you haven't. You've got exhaust pipes. It's not funny doing a boring list. You've done no work for this week's episode.
Nah, nothing. Because I was thinking, I could do some stuff.
You're an arsehole.
I thought I'd roll off your notes. Let's go back. Men Behaving Badly.
Yes.
I like that. I love that programme.
That would be you and I in a house.
I'd love Men Behaving Badly.
If we had a house, that would be us. I don't drink lager.
Who would you be?
Who would you be?
I would think I'd be Mortimer.
Mortimer? Who's Mortimer?
I'm balled up.
Morrissey?
Yeah.
Neil Morrissey?
I think so, yeah.
I think you'd be him and I'd be Martin. Because look at his ear holes, Martin Clunes, and look at mine.
Yours ain't got... I've never noticed them jugs on them.
Yeah, you asked Marty P.
No, not by looks.
When I was a kid, Marty P. used to bully me, him and his mate.
They called you Jugsy.
They used to call me FA Cup. They used to pick me up by the ears. And he used to say he goes to pick up the Mark Cup. Because I was or European Cup, and they used to make me pull my ears out.
You ain't got sticky out ears, I've not noticed.
No, not now, because I've got a fat head, so you don't notice them.
So if you lost weight, would you have an FA Cup?
Yeah, mate, if I had a thin face, it'd be terrible. I'd look like the master out of Salem's Lot. You ever seen that?
Yeah, I know the master.
That's who I look like.
Right, so you'd probably be Martin, not by
the... I'd be Martin Clunes.
And I'd be Morrison.
What's their names in it?
Terry.
Terry, I can't remember their names.
It's
not Terry. Martin Clunes and Neil Morrissey.
Terry and George.
Terry and George. Why can we not even know their characters?
Neil?
That's not Neil. His name. It's Neil Morrissey.
Shit. Tony.
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 Gary.
Gary and Tony. Gary and Tony.
So you'd be Tony and I'd be Gary.
I think so.
Yeah, you are a bit dopey.
Yeah,
not Tony's I'd a bit dopey. I think the episode with the glasses and things like that.
But Tony would get the tap.
That would be you.
Tony gets the tap. But I don't get the tap. You see the other way around.
What do you mean?
You're the one that's getting the tap.
I'm not.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, right. So you'd be... Right, so you...
Banana get all the Rama. Tap.
That's not that, is it?
Yeah.
Banana Rama. Yeah. Didn't the one where he sleeps with Dorothy.
Oh,
when he has his tooth out. That is one. He goes on the writing. So, American listeners, Men Behaving Badly is an ITV sitcom, I think. And it's basically about two guys who live in...
He's never an advert.
They flat share. Or house share.
They could bring that back still.
Yeah, and they're not slobs. One of them works, one of them doesn't. Tony doesn't work, Gary works. Gary's got a steady girlfriend, Dorothy. Gary's a bit sort of uptight, whereas
Tony's... No, he's tight, money tight.
Yeah, he's money tight. He's a bit uptight as a person.
Yeah.
Him and Tony are best mates, but Tony's just a nutter. And he fancies the girl upstairs, Deborah. And they go to the pub a lot, Tony and Gary.
And was it Dawn Finch or someone?
Leslie Ash and Caroline Quentin.
That's it, yeah.
And that's Caroline Quentin's Dorothy. And so but Dorothy and Gary moment. Are together. And there is an episode where Gary's gone away for a writing weekend just to have a perv up, because he's a bit of a perv.
Okay.
And Tony's got a bad tooth. Dorothy comes round, she's a nurse, gives him some painkillers. They end up drunk and end up sleeping together. And Gary comes home from the weekend early and catches her in his bed.
Yeah.
And it is a brilliant, brilliant comedy. That episode is better than any other. Apart, the only other episode that's better than that is the... I think it's the last ever episode.
The camping one,
The camping one's good when Deborah's his girlfriend. Because Tony finally makes Deborah his girlfriend after about four series. But they've done a final three episodes that were all about 50 minutes long. It's about them trying for a baby,
one of them
getting married. And one of the last ever episodes, Tony has finally got a job and settled down, and he's got a moustache and he's a postman.
Oh, yeah,
and
I have seen it.
It's absolutely hilarious. It's just... need to be on more.
How did it end? Do you remember?
Well, didn't they go on a trip to the seaside and they nicked the great big fish from the... from the crazy golf course from Worthing or something like that.
It weren't an end like one.
It wasn't
died,
an
was
end
it?
Like no, it wasn't an ending as in a cliffhanger. It was just an end. You know, one of, I think she got pregnant. Did she, Dorothy? Maybe. But it is, it's two blokes living the dream. If you speak to any guys, they want to live the life of them two. Yeah. You, the first thing you said, it was, which one would you be? That's the first thing you said. Because from a bloke's point of view, it is a bloke's comedy. Let's be honest.
But the person who's written that, would you say they was a Bottom fan?
No, I don't think, no, it wasn't. Oh, I can't remember who wrote it.
It's very similar.
Very, no, it's not. Bottom's more crude.
Yeah, but it's similar setup.
It's more crude, it's more violent, it's more in your face. An almost slapstick humour, whereas Men Behaving Badly is about the written joke, isn't it?
That's true.
You know, almost like what you don't see is the funny part. You like what you said, the banana.
He's gone a bit serious now, hasn't he?
He does loads of things, Adrian Ibbotson. You've gone on from Men Behaving Badly to, he does cooking programmes. He does a bit of reality TV, the boy.
What, you know, Neil Morrissey was big when he was old Bob the Builder and all that, weren't he?
Done Bob the Builder. He's been in
What's
Boom.
What's happened to him now?
He does serious stuff. He's been in Midsummer Murders.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
What does El Galley do?
He does Doc Martin. Doc Martin's excellent.
Is it comedy?
Yeah, it's a comedy drama.
Oh,
it's a comedy drama. He's a doctor and he's proper uptight. He's a doctor who don't like the sight of blood. He's a doctor that lives his life by the book. Like, he sleeps in pyjamas and... Not that that's living by the book. I don't know why I use that as an example. But it's like he's rude to all of his patients. Mm-hmm. He's in a little village in Cornwall. Port Isaac in Cornwall is called something else for the programme. He's rude to all the patients. He's... got an ongoing love interest. They got married, they've had a kid, but he's so uptight and nope, you can't be doing that anymore. Nope, he is brilliant. Doc Martin is one of my favourite programmes.
I've never seen it.
It's fantastic and it's really funny. It's not a sitcom, but it's just funny, the situations funny that come up out of it and the storyline and the ongoing stuff with his bird and his girlfriend.
I hate to say anything, I feel a bit dicky downstairs.
Is that because of that egg last week that egg stuck with you for a week?
Stomach is feeling a bit 2 weeks.
There's still a tinge in the air of your wind from 3 weeks ago.
I feel a bit like I could chuck.
Really?
It's just come on for me. I've like,
it's that coffee.
Well, it's cracked the egg.
We've had coffee. We've had donuts last week. Last week we had donuts and egg. You've had energy drink.
Whole can
of energy drink.
You know what, I'm on the Danner. Sugar
wash Danner. He's on a sugar Danner.
I feel like I'm having a whitey.
You're having a what?
Whitey.
What's that?
Like a greenie.
What?
Like a whitey.
What, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, back in the day when you smoked, you had like two fags, like, oh, I wish I didn't have that second fag. Shit.
Oh, when you have the first couple of puffs, so you're one for the first one of the day.
Yeah.
When you go a bit light-headed. What's it called, a whitey?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
I'm from Kent.
It's from the Isle of Wight, the boy. Do you want to carry on?
Yeah, I'm carrying on. The show must go on.
It's normally me with the ailment. 3 weeks on a trot, I ain't had an ailment. You've picked it up.
I'm finished.
He's out the door.
Well, so let's pull pub. I'm going to pull a comedy pub quiz.
Comedy pub quiz.
I need to try to bring my name.
Is there comedy?
TV Times.
All right.
Does that fit in?
No, it's not comedy. There is some comedy features there.
Performing arts, 80s films, celebs, sporting, 80s, pop, planet, media, pop luck.
No, we've done music.
Hobbies and leisure. Oh, we've done that.
Who?
Hobbies and leisure.
That's going to be impossible.
TV Times.
What's TV Times? Is like what year?
Do you reckon you like TV Times?
What is it? What was
action
the year?
Action movies. Oh, it goes on and on. Books, pop singers.
Do books.
Books.
Try books. What is it? Level what?
Books. Level one.
All right. I'll try it. I'll try books. Level one. I like a book.
Who wrote Jonathan Livingstone Seagull?
I've never heard of it. Have you said that right?
Jonathan Livingstone Seagull.
I've never ever heard of it.
Seven.
I failed on the first question. Jonathan Livingstone Seagull. JLS. There's a group.
J.L. Hartley.
J.R. Hartley. Is that who it was?
No, I don't know. I don't know how to find the answer. Page 254. What number did it?
Seven, you said?
Seven, yeah.
Jonathan Livingstone.
Richard Batch. Which John won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1932?
I'm going to have a guess.
Go on, son.
Nobel Prize, 1932. John Betjeman.
Gatesworth.
Oh, no. Do another subject. I like a book. I ain't got one right, and it's level one. Do one more book question.
One more book question.
Oh, please get one.
Who is level one? Who wrote The Woman's Room in 1977?
The Woman's Room. Right, hang on. Let me guess. The Woman's Room, 1977. Graham Greene.
Marlene French.
This book's shit. I'm getting a new.
Yeah, this one
book.
Says Penguin. You'll get the this one surely.
Penguin.
You're in Penguin books.
Yeah.
What, you ready?
Yeah.
What were the first US equivalent of Penguin paperbacks?
I, I've got a feeling it might. Is it puffing? But I could be wrong.
Pocketbook.
Let's do another book one. This is like the worst quiz.
I like the book. I like
it. Is this really? This is level three. Look how far into the book it is. You're doing level three. It's done my legs. I want a books level one because I want to prove that I have read a book once. Level ones are at the front.
Oh, hello.
I should have picked up on that around how far through you. This book is about 18 inches
thick.
Didn't
you hear me read the page? I went 2, 5, 4. You, I just got sprayed in the face. That ain't the first time today you've been sprayed in the face. I'll delete that. 2, 5, 4. Right, books. There ain't no books.
They're probably only book level one, is there? Any blind.
This is right at the.
Any blind. Just pick a subject. Any subject. I'm going to pick a page number. You're going to do it. Right? I've got to use my.
The Royals.
No, I don't know anything about the royal family.
Where's books level one?
I'm going to get my poem up while you're looking. You don't have to listen. It's only a little one.
Space and time level three.
What? As if I'm going to get that. What's going on with my phone?
We delete this. TV sitcoms level one.
Oh, go on in. Do you want me to ask you or are you asking me?
In Dad's Army, who called Sergeant Wilson Uncle Arthur?
Pike. Private Pike. I don't know. It's the only character.
Oh, it's the other way the question, the answers.
Is it Pike?
Yeah.
It's the only other character I can remember.
What 70s character wore a knitted tank top, long mac and beret?
Knitted tank top, long mac and beret. And this is sitcoms, right. Isn't it? Frank Spencer.
Oh, I think it is, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey.
Drop the Dead Donkey takes place in which type of office? I've never seen it. No. Which blonde does Leslie Ash play in Behaving Badly?
Deborah. The Drop the Dead Donkey one is a newspaper. Is it a newspaper office or something like that? Is it a newspaper office? It says what sort of office? A reporter's office or something? I don't know. It's a media newspaper.
TV. Newsroom.
TV news.
What decade does Gallic return in Goodnight Sweetheart? What decade does he return to?
The 1930s.
40s.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, because when he comes, the war hasn't started. I'm not having that. I'm sure that
Hold on, I've got to find the paper.
That's why I said the 30s. The Second World War started in September 1939.
Have we found another error, do you reckon?
Huh?
Have we found another error, do you reckon?
It's not an error. It's an argumentative point.
Well, you find whatever you'll find. I'm going to try to find, because I closed the book.
I'm going to read my poem of the week. It's called Ice Cream.
Oh, you've got a poem. I'll sit back and relax this one.
Ice cream in a bowl. Ice cream in a cone. Ice cream any way I want, as long as it's my own. Ice cream can be sticky. Ice cream can be sweet. Ice cream is delicious. It's my very favourite treat. Ice cream.
Did you write that?
Yeah, I wrote that.
What's it called?
Ice cream.
When did you write that?
Well, back in the day when I was a poet, but I didn't know it.
71. Well, I need to clear this up before I go.
Right.
I need to read it again because I've read it wrong.
Just to remind the listeners.
Right, here we go.
What decade
does Gary return to in Goodnight Sweetheart?
Right, Goodnight Sweetheart is a sitcom about a guy. Funny enough, he's the guy who's in Only Fools and Horses, Rodney. He goes back. He finds, for somewhere or another, he goes through a door and he goes back in time.
Yeah.
And he ends up during wartime Britain. However, maybe I'm wrong, but I was sure when in the first series, because I only ever watched first series, which is like 15 years ago now, or however long it was. I'm quite sure that when he went back, the war hadn't yet started, or it was about to start. The Second World War started in September 1939. Yeah. For England, it did.
Yeah.
It started in September 1939.
Yeah.
So technically, the war, Second World War was the 40s, because you're talking 3 months of the end of the 30s. But, and I could be wrong, he might have gone back and it was wartime. I might be wrong, but I thought that it hadn't quite started yet.
Is it a point, if it was on Mastermind, you'd question it? You'd want
the answer? No, because I'd be doubtful if I was. Because that's why I didn't say the 1940s straight away. Because I thought it was going to be a bit of a curveball, as in it'd be the 30s, because it was just before the war started.
The correct answer would probably be in 30s, 40s.
No, because it's what decade? You can't have a decade that's the 30s/40s. It's one or the other. So would it, obviously, I'm probably wrong. But I just was a little bit. Oh, I'm not so sure.
If you do know the exact. Or you worked on that movie. If you worked on that film show.
TV show.
Let us know.
Good night, sweetheart.
That was like his follow up for Thingy Bob, wasn't it?
I feel a bit.
Are you getting a whitey?
I've got coffee and egg in my throat.
That's not a good mix, coffee and
egg. She's raised up my throat.
You
raise me up.
Let's end this episode right here while we both go and have a chuck.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. If you get any other ideas for genres that we might be able to put a bit more effort into, Adam, then email them in. And follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And we'll thanks for listening. We'll see you later. Oh, that's terrible. That was right in my face. You got up out of the chair to do that. See you later, everyone.
Instant.
See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast app and sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to wipe two random sheets.
I need a poo really badly.
You're not going to make it home. You're going to have one here. You have one in the studio?
Nah, I'm going home.
Why not?
Because I'll enjoy it.
Yeah. You enjoy it? It's not about.
No, I'm going home. I'm going to do it.
Do you want to do it in Myers?
All right.
Do one in Myers.
They live their lives on the road just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to wipe two random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just for jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to wipe, the only way to wipe.